Journalists weren't allowed at the closed door bill signing, but Bumble wanted me to be there. I'd been working on a story about the company's pursuit of gender equality for almost a year. I flew to Austin for what turned out to be a lot of clapping, some polite laughter, and the ceremonial giving away of the governor's signing pens. When it was over, Wolf Herd was ecstatic. I have 5 other ideas of the next laws I want to pass, she told me. Basically extensions of what you've seen today. She wanted a law against online harassment, another to end verbal abuse. Catcalling, she added. There's got to be a digital counterpart to that. She wanted to make sure delivery apps conduct background checks on their workers. I want to take it to the federal level next, she said. I can't say we're a mission-driven company if we don't put our money where our mouth is. This kind of attitude has distinguished Bumble from its rivals. It's also part of the company's focus on women. Everything about the brand, its bright honeycomb logo, its pop-up parties at Coachella and in Aspen, Colorado, its embrace of Lizzo memes on Instagram, is designed to attract young women who live and work in cities and order everything from wine to potential partners on their phones. Men are on Bumble, too, of course. Most dating apps skew disproportionately male, and the company has had no problem signing them up. But on Bumble, they seem almost an afterthought. If a man and a woman both swipe right on each other, the man can't talk to the woman unless she contacts him first. For that reason, and because Wolf Herd and 81% of her employees are female, articles about Bumble often describe it as an app by women for women. Nearly every interview Wolf Herd does, be it on a morning talk show or a South by Southwest panel, focuses on how the app is designed to prevent the harassment and verbal abuse women face when they try to date online, or be it on the internet at all.